Dear Chicago.
You're early.
Drove to Chicago.
Premature.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James Leroy.
And this is Waylon. And that was Foul Monkey Intro Karaoke.
Yes.
What is that thing that someone says? Like,
what?
The
Oh, on the door? Yeah. Make it at least that. What does she say, Poppy? What she read on the door? It says manga to tease. Still stay clear of the door. Come here.
Manténgase alejado de la puerta.
Staying clear of the door.
Well, I still gonna go smacked.
No, don't touch the door.
That.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So I don't know if you guys
heard
that.
That's it.
This is episode... Good one. This is episode 413, 413.
Get out of that tree!
Yeah, good one. Monkeys. We suck. Whatever. That's not going to go over too well. We need to stop that.
Yeah, no, it's really stupid.
Today.
It's so retarded.
Already?
I did say the day. Today's April 10th, Tuesday. Today is my nephew's birthday. It's his 9th birthday.
Yay.
Okay. And, and then today is also my dad's birthday.
Yeah, way to be insensitive. Way to be insensitive.
What did we talk about last weekend?
Being...
Yeah. So we have a birth. We gave a birth to a new baby last episode. A new segment that I definitely think
I'm
is a keeper.
Yes.
We don't really care. If the listeners don't like it,
right? Because we're going to
do
it.
We do.
It's going to be called. It's going to be called. Call the expert.
Yes. And it doesn't matter what the subject is, and even if the person,
they're not going to be an expert.
They don't even have to be an expert because we can call. We can say. How do you How do you massage a prostate? And then we're going to call like my mom.
Right.
Cuz I'm sure she's an expert.
It's going to be like that. I don't know if you guys have ever listened to that show in the morning here, but it's like she does that little prank call. I forget her name, but she speaks Spanish. She's like, "Hello." She's like, "My name's Carmen." That's what it is. And she,
Never heard it.
Yeah,
I don't think I want to.
I don't listen to radio. Honestly.
I have iPods.
So we'll do that later in the show, which will be exciting.
And we don't know what we're going to use yet. We don't know. Well, actually, we discussed it before.
We do know who.
Yeah.
But
but we don't.
But we do. Oh.
I was being silly. I think Brad James is going to cry. Oh, shit. Ricky thought that was funny. He's fat boy choking on his own spit like I was in the kitchen earlier.
Oh,
so we could start off the show with a few romance planet horoscopes.
Let's wait on that.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about Drag Race.
No.
Oh no.
Yeah. Way to fuck it up. So no, first it was like, of course. Now get your pull-out jokes ready. Santorum.
Pulled out.
Pulled it out. Pulled out.
God, Santorum. Mr.
Frothy.
All over the place.
Ooh. That just is disgusting, first of all, just to even think about that. But he's even more gross.
Yeah,
as a person.
I'm still amazed that he made it as far as he did.
Amazed he made it as far as he did.
Is it me, or does him and his family look mildly retarded and inbred?
It's not you. It's not you.
So you think it could be possible, right?
I'm a little sad that he is out, because I kind of think that Obama's reelection...
He came out?
Not in that sweater vest.
Yeah. Obama's re-election would have been like handed to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think we have a lot to worry about Mitt Romney though?
Y'all, this is political talk.
I think it's going
to
be pretty tight.
Who would have known that Bush would have been, you know, re-elected a second term?
That's true.
So,
but
there's enough crazy people out there.
Because Mitt Romney is a Mormon, I think that might go against
him. Is it sad that I miss Bush with these crazy people?
He wasn't quite as crazy as as these people.
No.
Mitt Romney doesn't seem so crazy.
He
seems kind of relaxed.
No, he's crazy, but he's crazy Christian. He's crazy hate us.
No, he's Christian Mormon.
He's Mormon.
Okay.
Curmudgeon.
Just so you know, Mormons are Christians.
Yeah, but they really don't count. They're not even real people.
Okay.
Don't they like believe in marrying like 15 like wives?
Do we have
like
any?
They're like polygamists.
Do we have any Mormon atheists. Listeners? Because you know, the lot.
Well, if they did, they've been excommunicated or whatever that's called.
I'm unfollowing.
I'm not following your religion.
I'm gonna give you.
And
one
I don't
star
have to wear
review.
The weird. I don't have to wear the weird underwear anymore.
Wow, you have a lot to say on this. As much as you had to say about RuPaul's Drag Race. I've never seen someone get so anxious and like upset than Ricky last night, because if Sharon Needles would have been voted out,
oh my god,
Ricky was going to have
a conniption,
a bitch,
a cow.
Y'all, this is why I don't watch Big Brother or anything.
He was sweating.
Yeah, I was pissed because I was getting mad. Because first of all, Fifi O'Hara, if you fucking listen to the show, because I know you live in Chicago, you're a bitch. Okay.
I think she looks like Vanessa Williams, but like the tiny midget version.
Right. First of all, you have an attitude problem. Okay.
She's
and
hey,
don't
you know
even
what?
Say
this competition.
Don't even say you don't have an attitude problem, because you do.
You know, she's one of the, you know, there's people in the past that I've hated. Like, I really do not like Shangela, though I will admit she's a good comedian. Like, mm-hmm. she's not a horrible actress. She's not a good drag queen. Mm-hmm. There are things about Fifi that I think she actually is a decent drag queen, because, you know, she's got some decent style. She, you know, has personality. She just is a bitch.
Yeah, her personality is the wrong kind to have. And then when she was like telling Sharon Needles that she was lying, I was like, bitch.
I know. It's
I'm
like,
slap
no,
you through
TV. I hate it when people do that. You have your opinion asked of you, and then you give your opinion, which is contrary to someone else, and you're the last fucking final four. Someone's getting your fucking feelings hurt.
Right.
What are you going to say? No, I think I should be voted off. Bullshit. And who do you think the two of them are going to say? They hate each other. Other. And I just hate it when people, when you're asked your opinion, say, you're lying. It's my fucking opinion. I'm not lying. This is my opinion of you.
Right.
And then she also took that the wrong way. I don't think Sharon meant it in like the family values as in like you don't care about family. No, family values as in as a drag family. You do not. Has not cared about her fellow drag queens. Mm. Trying to make peace.
She's a bitch.
This is a competition.
Like when she was treating Chad Michaels the way she was when they were doing the dance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this is stupid. Well, you didn't win and you got the ugly fucking dog.
But you know, though, I would have loved that dog.
I would have
too. You know how easy it would have been
to put
like
bow ties on his ears?
You know what I wanted to do? And I told this to Eric. I really wanted to have someone have like this really big collar, but it was like the cone that they had.
Nice.
I thought that would have been hilarious.
But I thought, when I think about bloodhounds and things, I mean, you could have done something that was a little more detective, English couture. Mm-hmm. You know, something that was like a nod to, it doesn't have to look exactly like it, but what does, mm-hmm. you know, what does a bloodhound make you think of? Makes me think of Sherlock Holmes. You know,
makes me think of raccoon hunting.
That too. You know, it could have been, racism. You could have done hunter
that's
chic.
Hunter chic.
And foxes. You could have
and
like
racist.
It could have been, it could have been like a fox hunt.
Oh, the fox and the hound.
Hmm.
I'm a hound dog.
But no, I really liked the season, to be honest.
I had never really watched it before.
I don't know.
The season before last, Brad introduced me to it, and I watched it a little bit, but I wasn't really interested.
I introduced you to season two.
It's not my favorite season, but there are more people that I like.
Love Sharon Needles.
Yes.
Ever since I saw her introduction video, I'm like, oh my God, I want her to win.
I will say that I am very sad that Latrice got voted off. I think it was time. She needed a little more polish.
Mm-hmm.
However,
I feel she was much better than Fifi,
is
though.
Such a good drag queen. Like a lip singer.
The
pregnant episode made me cry.
Basically, Waylon started crying.
At the pregnant episode?
He was like, I've never cried at a drag queen before.
It made me tear up when because she was, you weren't there, were you? You were there.
Yeah, I was.
When she was like, you know, holding her pregnant belly mm-hmm. and singing like all that.
And
like,
she looked
used...
like she was singing the song. It was Aretha Franklin, right?
I think so.
You made me feel... No. She was singing like a woman.
Like
an
natural
woman.
Yeah,
she was singing it to her baby.
It was very touching. And you're right. She looked like she was singing it.
She did. I thought it was her.
Right.
It was crazy.
I mean, I do agree with Sharon when she even said that, you know, and we haven't watched Untuck, and I know that we had one of our listeners. Didn't one of our listeners message something about Untucked?
Yeah, they were just talking about it and how...
Oh, they were just talking. It wasn't to us.
No.
Gotcha.
Well, he text messaged me and said he's watching it now.
Ah. But Sharon even said that even though she's a fierce, you know, lip singer, and you think about the soul stuff, that that really probably wasn't going to translate as well to a Winona Judd a country song. Right. And I'd have to agree with that. I do think that Chad Michaels worked it out.
I thought Chad Michaels would have won. Because I really liked his stuff. And he does look pretty as a woman. Mm-hmm. I mean, he gets his shit together.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I don't agree with all the comments they had about her.
No.
Like, she looked old.
Yeah, but I did love all of Sharon's. And she looks great as a daytime day walker.
Yeah, with, like, blonde hair. It was really weird to see her that way.
Daytime dog walker.
Day walker.
So, y'all, that's our drag race.
Yeah, we watch it every Monday at a local bar. So if you're in Chicago, come to the call with us. There's only a couple episodes
we'll
left.
Talk with
so
Monday, next week, it's just a review.
Monday at 8 p.m.
It's not a new show. They're just going through clips of all the season.
And then there'll be the reunion show.
And then they'll have,
the reunion show is usually after the finale.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Because I need to know what Willem did.
Really? Yes, it is. Because they normally will. It has been before. Because they've introduced.
Oh, Raja's one was. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they've introduced the winner.
Who is it?
Ouch. A friend that never text messages him anymore.
What did it say?
It's a text message.
I want to know what Willem did.
We'll find out at the reunion episode. Mm-hmm. I think that he was calling people when he found out I think he was having clothes and shoes delivered to him. Personally.
Because they can't do that?
No, I don't think they have any contact with the outside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think they have to bring their shit, and that's what they have.
Oh.
And like, you know, you're not supposed to talk about.
So it's kind of like a Big Brother thing? Like, they don't leave the area?
No, they're stuck in a hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, especially because, you know, they recorded such a long time ago. You know, you don't want to.
Is it like a 6 week, 7 week thing?
I think
they do a show a week?
I know. I think it's that they do a show a day.
No, they do a show probably because if you remember, they go home at night and everything, and they come back the next day. So I think like every other day
is probably
every 2 days is an episode.
Mm.
Speaking of that, they're having Big Brother auditions here, and I want to go to it so bad. But the only thing is that I don't know if my work would let me off.
No, of course they wouldn't. You'd take a leave, unpaid leave of absence. But
well, that's fine.
They couldn't guarantee your job, though. Depends how long you were gone.
But if I won, then...
Doesn't matter.
Right. I'd be a millionaire. Well, not really after taxes, but...
Yeah, I think Brad should definitely do it since he's in school.
Yeah.
Because he can just take a semester off.
That would be cool. You could do web school.
Oh, no, you can't have
any connection for the real world, though.
I can't.
God, that would be the best way to lose weight, because all I would do is work out the whole time.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you'd be masturbating and watching the hot naked boys walking back and forth.
No.
You'd be the next.
Although that one guy that was masturbating in the shower, that was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even see anything, but you could just see like just.
So speaking about TV and media, didn't Joe from Dallas have a question about what movies were we looking forward to this summer?
If a film was being made about Foul Monkey.
Well, that's not the question I was asking. First. Not the one I said.
Y'all, we're in a different place, but things don't change.
I think it was like the third question, Dad, that I brought up. So what movies are you?
Well, he did say lastly, what two movies? No, I'm just saying you're right. Can we get a smile?
No.
Who was the friend that text messaged you? Should we call him as an expert?
No.
No.
Is this somebody I know?
No.
So, you've probably met him. So, since we're not going to, you know, go right to the actual segue that I gave us, that would have been perfect.
The movie. We can go to the movie.
Perfect. No, just asking about the fucking movie.
No, the last question. So, please go ahead and re-ask this, and we'll go in order of they were asked, which is apparently what we are needing.
Joe in Dallas, which is our Foul Monkey's go-to dark person. Who sends us gifts?
Yes. James LaRoy's.
Which I put some of that chili and the red beans and rice that I made on Sunday, and it was spicy. Wasn't it, Tony? Spicy, the red beans and rice? Yeah. Yeah. And I made mashed potatoes and gravy with garlic.
Nice. So what was the question again?
All right. So Joe in Dallas asks, if a film was being made about foul monkeys from the beginning to today, who would star in it and what would it be called?
Yeah, so who was
There's been way too many people.
You're not going to try to go through them all?
No.
Let's hit the highlights.
No.
We're going to hit the highlights.
Okay, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start out with my friend Gina, who originally did the show with me.
Who would play Gina?
Sharon Needles.
So a boy in a dress.
Yes.
Would be Gina. Okay.
Yes. Have you heard any of the shows with Gina?
No. Because you basically said you will not go back and listen to the first
100 shows.
100 shows. Okay.
Cedric would be played by...
Cedric the Entertainer?
No. He would be played by...
Potleaf?
No. Ron...
Jeremy? What's his...
No. The guy that plays the... Ron...
Burgundy?
Perlman.
What?
That's what he looked like.
You dated someone who looked like Ron Perlman?
Kinda. Not really.
What?
Because he was skinny. But that's who everyone always said he looked like.
That's disgusting.
That's a little...
Well, now that I know that.
Surprising.
But I can see.
He had a...
huge penis.
Yes.
We don't have secrets in the Foul Monkeys household.
Nicole would be played by... somebody with big tits.
Winona Judd.
Dolly Parton.
Yes, Winona Judd. Dolly Parton.
Dolly
no,
Parton.
Winona Judd. Samantha would be played by Dolly Parton.
How about
Julian would be played by Joan Crawford.
That's
a compliment.
That is such a cop out.
That's a compliment.
I was thinking more like, who played Barney Fife? I've never met him. Just from the sound on the...
Oh, his country accent?
Yeah. Who was that?
Gomer Barney Fife. Don Knotts?
Don Knotts.
But he didn't sound country. It was Gomer Pyle that was country, right?
No, yes, but he just... In my head, I picture him looking like Don Knotts.
Okay. Who would play Brad?
Wait, don't... Who
Justin Timberlake.
No. Oh. Well, yeah, because this is the new, you know, this is the new and the best Foul Monkey, so we could have
the hot actors.
After all these years, after 6 years. Almost 6 years, because that's coming up.
Yeah.
You finally get attractive people.
Who would play Waylon? Gerard Butler would play me.
What?
I don't get why that's funny.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of
Chris Farley.
Oh, that was meaner than I was going to be.
Kidding.
I was thinking about what's the one guy that lost all the weight recently that looks funny?
Jared from Subway.
No.
Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton. Oh, he looks so skinny.
No. No, but while we're talking about that, that was disgusting on those commercials of the new Next Awards. Like, really?
It's scary. I'm going to look at a picture right now.
He showed his, like, body on a...
He needed to eat a hamburger. I never thought I would say that about Perez Hilton.
No, he used to be, like, thick.
I'm talking about Jonah Hill.
Oh.
This is very exciting for our listeners.
Like, look at this. That's him. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy. Look, there's him, too.
He's a butthead.
So, I don't know. Who would you really want to play you?
I don't know. That's hard.
Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I used to get that the guy from Boy Meets World, the one with the hair, looked like me.
Really?
Yeah.
I can kind of see
I think that. It's also because I had that like wavy, big old wave 90s hair.
I wish I had hair.
You don't have the Jewish nose that he does, though.
So, yeah, what would it be called, though?
The show, it would be called Clean Apes.
No.
No. I don't know what the movie would be called. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Or die.
Fuck no evil. No, I think that's the next question.
What's the next question? Hold on. I'm sorry. That wasn't a good answer. I don't know what to say. That's hard.
I think the listeners should tell us.
The listeners should tell us who should play us.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be as harsh as you need to be. Or as nice as you need to be.
Well, because you don't even need to give them permission. You know they're going to be.
The second question is, if your co-host's lives were made into a porn, what would you call it?
Uncut Souls.
Mm. Open that mouth.
Holesies, halfsies, unsies. Not a good one?
Gossip Guzzlers.
There's a couple of
Scat monkeys.
No. That gives a different meaning. I don't want people to think that we do things like that.
But Ricky, we do.
I think the porn would just be called Foul Monkeys.
You know, the next thing we know, people are gonna be talking about us that we're into scat. We're a triad and we like to
shit all over each other.
I don't have a clue.
Who gets to poop on who?
Not me.
No, I prefer the sheet.
I want Brad to poop on me, not you.
Yeah, you don't want me to poop on. I prefer the sheet of glass in between. You know, where you see it coming in the...
Oh, the Cleveland Steamer? Is that what it's called?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's when you poop on the glass.
Is it?
It's called a Cleveland Steamer. Hold on.
We could always call Josh and ask him if he knows what a Cleveland Steamer is.
But let's do it.
No, it's the act of defecating on someone's chest.
Oh.
By the means of revenge.
So we're going to call him next? Yes. Are we going to sing the theme song first for him?
We're going to call an expert today where it's going to be the mouth of the South, Mr.
Who you all love.
Mr. Josh. And we were going to ask him literally from the theme song, how does one wash a cock?
Right out of your mouth.
So let's look for...
So we have to remember he can't hear all of us probably, so we'll have to talk louder. Have you ever called him, Brad?
Yeah.
He's going to think it's an emergency.
Yes.
Turn it up.
We're so professional.
He's probably got a cock in his mouth.
I'm going to talk first. I'm going to say, please hold for a special message.
That bitch better answer.
Hey, you've reached Josh. I am not around, so just leave me a message.
Let me try to call him. Hang up.
No.
Oh.
Of course you're not around. This is Waylon. I'm trying to get a hold of you. It's important. It's an emergency.
Now let me try to call him.
I'm gonna watch that cock right out of your mouth. I like that this segment's mine.
You should go, really, Josh? Really? You're gonna answer Ricky's phone?
Hey, you've reached Josh.
Oh, man.
This sucks. This isn't working out too good.
No, I just think it's because it's Josh.
Should we call Mark and ask him?
No. No. Because we'd have to have
different... Are you going to try to call him?
Oh, yeah. We'd have to ask different questions for different people.
Right. What would we ask Mark? What his favorite pizza is.
You're such an evil bitch. Pick up, Josh.
He's like, I gotta be up at 3 in the morning.
I gotta suck dick before I get to work.
What do you think I get my facials?
No, Though I do think he may
be. I cannot believe he's picking up the phone. He's not picking up the
phone. I think he's...
Hey, you've reached Josh. I am not...
I really think he's looking at apartments with Lauren right now.
At 9 o'clock at night?
I think it's 8:44, and I think they had an appointment at 8 or 8:30.
7.
We should message Lauren while we're waiting.
Why don't you message Lauren? So, why we're doing that...
All right, so we got some more... Do you have Evernote up?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be why no one's talking about what's on the list.
Yeah, pretty much. But while we're looking that up, I've got some Romance Planet horoscopes here. What are you, Ricky? You're a Pisces?
Pisces.
You guys realize that we left one more question from Joe, right?
Oh, yeah.
The original question that I asked?
Right. Lastly, what two movies are you most looking forward to this summer? Snow White and the Huntsman.
Mm-hmm.
Avengers.
The Avengers.
I don't even know what that means.
You just watched two of the fucking movies at Mark's house during the great
I
pizza
was reading the movies. Why
debacle
Spider-Man
2007.
In there? Why isn't Spider-Man in there?
Because he's not one of the Avengers.
I know, but he's one of those comics from the same company.
No.
You're trying to play Josh right now, and it's not very flattering.
No, I'm serious. He's from the same group of comics. Why isn't he in there?
Because he's not a member of the Avengers.
Why not? How come he was not chosen?
I don't know.
The Hulk was, really? He's like a green ape.
You know, they should have Grape Ape in there. Do you remember that from when you were a kid? Okay, so anyway. Mercury.
Wait, are we going to answer the movies?
I would agree with you. I know, I think Avengers and Snow White and the Huntsman are definitely up there. There have been some other interesting...
My text messages aren't going through on your cell service. How do I take that off so I can use my own cell phone service?
You can't, but it should be.
It's not.
Turn your phone on and turn it back off. Or as in like airplane mode.
Oh, okay. So, okay, movies.
There's a lot of really interesting trailers that I've been watching on...
Not the elephant one.
No. Are you making a fat joke? No, douche. You like elephants. But there is a really sad one about cancer. A little bit of heaven.
Well, you know, we love that.
That has Goldie Hawn's daughter in it. It actually looks kind of cute. You know,
because cancer's cute.
It is. From the producers of 500 Days of Summer, there's Lola versus Sex Love. Lola, the world. Actually looks really, really cute. Yeah, I don't know. That's probably it. I mean, of course, Rock of Ages is something that I'm looking forward to because it's a Broadway musical turned movie. Granted, I've
never heard of it.
Don't really want to see Tom Cruise as a shirtless rocker singing.
Is it about church?
No.
Because that's a song, Rock of Ages. Is that what it's called? Rock of Ages? It's a church song.
Yeah.
Rock of Ages, something like that.
But besides that, I think that, you know, I don't know. There's lots of other cute little ones, but nothing that
I want to see the one with the redheaded girl, the Irish redheaded girl.
Oh, yeah. Brave. That cartoon.
Yeah, that looks cute.
That looks really, really cute.
And I also want to see the one with the Halloween one.
Oh,
with the cartoon.
I was just going to look that one up. Frankenweenie's not coming out. Paranorman.
Yeah, that's it. Paranorman. That looks cute.
Yeah, that looks fantastic.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so Pisces, Mercury keeps inspiring you to get into long, drawn-out discussions with people. But don't reveal everything on the first date, okay? He probably doesn't want to hear about your ill-fated teen pregnancy. Oh.
Abortion. If we have a question about abortions, we can call Wendell.
Oh.
I don't have his number.
I don't think I do either. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut. What's your sign, Bradley?
You don't know him?
Scorpio. Yeah, because I'm a Scorpio rising.
And I'm the rising Scorpio.
Someone might want to make a shocking confession to you. Maybe your former lover is turning into a part-time vampire.
I don't know. He's pretty white. I think he has been one.
Yeah. Oh. Mercury has you playing.
He doesn't suck very good.
Bam!
I can say that now because I don't give a shit.
Mercury has
Why,
you playing.
Stop it. You have to be nice.
right. Mercury has you playing armchair therapist and taking it all in.
Oh, you're going to start taking it all in, huh?
Start? I mean, what?
Whoa. And I'm an Aries. You're usually the rising. One. Yeah, I'm an Aries. Aries with the Scorpio rising. You're usually the one who likes to be in charge in the bedroom. But pushy Mars is turning your significant other into a force to be reckoned with. He might insist on trying and tying you to the bedpost.
You don't have bedpost, do you?
No, but I can be tied to our headboard easily.
Yeah. Because you've done it.
No, I usually don't like to give up that much control.
I couldn't do it. Could you? Have you?
Have you?
No. I've
Has never the provider tied you up?
No.
Provider.
He gives me nightly massages.
Will you tie him up tonight?
No, he will not.
See. See.
What would be if you and the provider were having love games? What would be your safe word? Probably something.
I'm trying to think of a word that I think is hilarious.
Probably something like in German.
Jawohl. It would be something like.
Nine.
Gerd and delicious.
Yeah, that's it. Gerd and delicious. Or freeze brain.
You're so gerd and delicious.
Because he doesn't get brain freeze. He gets freeze brain.
Mm. Oh. He already had some extra. What?
Nothing. Offended.
You know what's the bad part about recording here now is that.
There's more wine.
There's more wine.
I'm good. I only had one.
What
glass.
Would your safe word be?
No, no. I'm always partial.
I got a poop
to pineapple. Yeah,
poop, poop.
I'm always partial to the pineapple.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Pineapple.
I think poop works so too. It's like now, poop, poop.
Pina. What would yours, Brad, be?
I don't know,
Davey.
Davey. That wouldn't be just a safe word. That would be like a
get the fuck away from me.
Oh, that is.
That's a I'm going down and going inside.
That's
now.
A I'm a vagina now.
Yeah, that would be like I need immediate stop. This is done.
It's hurting my soul.
My feelings are hurt. You need to go to the other room. Safe word. Yeah, no. Because I'd be first, I'd probably less look at him like, did you
bitch
just call out his name during sex?
During naked time.
However, I did
Ew,
see
is that
him.
What you call it, naked
no.
time?
No.
Us? No.
You
no.
call it hexies?
No, we call it balls in my mouthsies.
No, I would love it if you came home and go, Waylon, I think it's time for balls in my mouthies. What the hell was
what
that?
What was that?
What is his phone?
That's what it sounded like.
Was that a cow on your phone, you provider?
Huh?
It's sounding
a cow. It's a
cow. It sounds like a baka.
Is it a cow?
It's a baka.
No, but I always do laugh that whenever he says he wants to cuddle, especially like at night when I'm tired, and I'm like, I really have to get up early. He's like, but I just want to cuddle. And I'm like, bullshit! No, it's never just cuddling. It cannot be.
It's cuddling, and then I feel a penis in my back.
Pretty much. And then I feel, you feel that little like poke, poke.
Oh, it's like the pulse?
Well, no, or like he's like just bumps it up enough uh-huh. to be like, hi.
Oh, what's that?
What's that? Oh, are you sure? Oh, come on. Look.
It's calling your name.
It's awake. I know you're not asleep.
I can't help it.
I know you're not asleep yet.
I really can't help it if I'm a horn dog.
Just so that you're like, take your pants off.
I'll just beat off. But then that would be like being with Davey, I guess, right?
Yep.
Which we don't play that game.
So what I was going to say earlier. How would you coke line?
And I was like, what? Are you doing poppers?
Was that what you're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
If I was doing coke, I'd be like that. Like. Normal
white
people
do.
Oh, so you missed the whole conversation before you got here on like, do you think that like anyone's actually really honest about their bucket list and they're totally like, I want to try a hardcore drug just once. And then Ricky's like, I've never had a hardcore drug. well, the hardest thing that I've ever done is coke. And I'm like, that's pretty hard. Well, no, I take that back. I've done acid once. I'm like, now that's also.
I have to take that out. I cannot.
Like, that's all. It's like, that's also pretty hard. Well, we were talking about meth and one thing that we would never. Well, I've never done anything really, but never even. Why try it?
Like, you can drink.
I like my teeth.
Yeah.
I like my house.
I like having to go to the prescription drugstore and having to be able to still get prescription drugs.
Right. Listeners, if any of you have a meth problem, please let us know and we'll give you some resources because we like our listeners to have their teeth.
And their houses.
Their houses. And we don't want you to be too thin because that makes us feel bad.
Right. And we want to feed you.
Right.
And but we would probably do that anyway.
Yeah, true. You just come to my house and I fucking beat everyone.
But if a meth person comes to your house, they steal your stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the good thing is that I don't really
just
have...
Just your Sudafed.
I don't have any...
Right?
But I don't... We don't have any of the over... Or the... Gotta go to the pharmacist Sudafed. We have the not so good stuff.
The fake stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So going back to fake stuff. So the other night, Saturday...
Oh my God!
Oh, is it...
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Josh. How are you? It's Waylon, actually.
I'm good. Hi.
Hi. We don't really have an emergency. We just really need to talk to you. I'm here with Bradley and with Ricky. And we have a little song for you.
It's one of our new segments.
It's one of our new segments on the Foul Monkey Show, which we were going to do this later, but we might tell you now. You're on the show live right now. They can hear you.
Tell everyone hello.
Tell everyone
right
hello.
Right now?
Right now. You are on the Foul Monkey Show.
Oh.
Tell them hello.
I'm not even dressed right.
So,
I don't have my makeup on.
So I don't know if you know that we actually have a theme song for the segment that when we talk about you or for when you're supposed to be calling into us, which you haven't yet. Yeah, and
I've been busy.
We know.
Yes, the theme song explains it all.
Yes.
Are we ready, boys?
You ready? One, two, three.
We're gonna wash that cock right out of your mouth. We're gonna wash that cock right out of your mouth. Yeah. So that's our new theme song for you. And on our last episode, we started a new segment about calling an expert. And you're this episode's expert. And we really would like to know, how do you wash a cock right out of your mouth?
How do you wash a cock right out of your mouth?
Yes.
Well, there are a lot of factors here. First of all, how far into the mouth did the cock go?
To the tonsils.
All the way.
I guess the question would be, since you're an expert on this.
Oh, it doesn't go very far, according to New Year's.
I don't remember that part of the... I think maybe you should give both. It was a full insertion and maybe just the tip.
Okay, so if you are deep throating the cock, then you're going to have to do a full dental cleaning. I mean, I'm talking like scope, Listerine. You're going to brush it. You're going to brush your teeth.
Lysol. Lysol.
Yeah, Lysol. Well, depending. Like, did they come in your mouth? Or was it just a facial?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't know.
Do they come in your mouth?
Ladies don't spit.
Oh.
You're the expert here.
Depends on what country they're
you
in.
You obviously did make that kind of a mess at our New Year's Eve party.
What did he say?
He said obviously you didn't make that kind of mess at our New Year's Eve party. You just dirtied our couch, but there was no spillage.
I don't recall what you're talking about. I was at Sunday service in that mass there.
Oh, you were at Sunday service
on your knees.
You were kneeling.
Praying to Jesus.
No, I don't think his name was Jesus that weekend.
It was not.
It was plus one. So now if the tip was just in there, how do you wash just the tip of the cock right out of your mouth?
Well, obviously, if it's just the tip, then you're in a public place. So,
<at that point. laughs> So you just find a babbling brook.
You just find a babbling brook is what Ricky said.
No, because more likely you're at a bar, so you're just going to take, you go to the bartender.
Can I have some seltzer water?
You're just going to go, you'll just go to the bartender, order two shots of tequila, and get, you know, lime, salt, whatever, and then have a shot, one for you and then one for him.
Well, you know, lime and salt are both have some really good disinfecting power. I think you got a point there.
I have a question for you, Josh. Does it matter the brand of tequila?
Well, it depends on the quality of the guy.
I'm glad we called this expert.
I mean, yeah.
So, Josh, yeah. The you know, since, you know, we've had this segment for a while, and yet you still haven't called to keep your listeners from when you were last on up to speed with your
adventures.
Is there an adventure that you would like to share with everyone as kind of a parting words, or do you have any bits of wisdom for the whore on the go?
Oh, am I the whore on the go?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Isn't that what Mouth of the South translates?
We're not saying names.
Oh,
Josh,
okay.
What?
Any adventures recently?
Yeah, do you have any adventures you want to share with your listeners?
Or a suggestion or
some advice, maybe something you've learned, like...
International waters.
How to get a ticket to Brussels.
So you did hear, Ricky. Okay.
Yeah, how to get a ticket to Brussels?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way I am going to do it. I mean, do you want me to tell the story? I feel.
It's up to
you. I did it already.
Girl, it's up to you. You could either be funny or regale your listeners with one of your sexploits.
Well, I mean, I can tell that story. I mean, so.
We're busy.
I had a friend in town visiting.
From?
He was here for work. From St. Louis. And so we went out, had dinner. It was lovely. Then we ended up back at his hotel. And I thought we would just, you know, talk about our dreams and our hopes. And next thing I know,
you were doing your dreams and hopes.
we were. I think at some point, like, the lights went off, and then our clothes fell off, and then I accidentally fell on his cock. And
Was that face first or ass first?
That was face first.
Okay,
because I mean it was a first date.
Oh.
Keep it classy.
Way to keep it classy.
So I, you know, I did what I do best, but he didn't tell me that he was about to, like, you know, finish the transaction. So it just happened, like, in my mouth, and so,
you ordered two shots of tequila.
Room service.
Well, we were still in the room. And so then at that point, I was really surprised. So he didn't tell me. So I thought, well, you know, the gentleman would have at least said
something.
This is
disgusting. So
next thing I know, like, it's in my mouth. So what am I supposed to do with it? Well, I went up and I kissed him and spit it all over his face.
So... even though normally ladies don't spit, this lady totally snowballed the fuck out of the out-of-town visitor.
Ladies don't spit, but it's only when it's appropriate.
But babies spit up.
gross.
Josh, you're precious.
Well, apparently he was way into it, if he's like a freak or whatever, because a couple weeks later I got an invitation to go to Brussels. So
that's how you get a ticket to Brussels.
To sum up the story, if you want a ticket for Brussels, one, you need to be the
receiver,
the welcome center for all travelers to your city.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Two is that you have to spit up their sperm back in their mouth.
Like a baby bird.
Like a baby bird. Right? Yes.
Do you need to pre-chew it?
Ooh.
What?
If you have to
Hopefully
chew it.
Hopefully you don't have to go that far. Yeah, no.
Well, I don't know. Haven't you ever been with someone who is a little more
chunky,
watery than the person, another person who's like really thick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was the consistency was okay, so.
Was it like tapioca?
Oh, gross.
No. He was Puerto Rican, so he was really fluid.
Now, was it tart? Like, did it have an acidity to it? Was it sweet?
He's Latino.
He's Puerto Rican, so
it's sweet.
Tasted like. Yeah, he was Latin, so it tasted like mango and like.
Jalapenos.
It tasted like. Ugh,
no, Puerto Rican, not Mexican.
Provider.
Providers.
Actually, I mean,
sitting
Ricky
right here.
Does. Yeah, providers here too. Ricky, does the providers come taste like jalapenos?
It tastes like heaven.
It tastes like heaven. Well, Josh, we greatly appreciate that you were you answered our emergency phone calls
yes.
to be on our Ask an Expert segment. And
yes.
Good luck on the apartment hunt.
Oh, thank you.
And safe snowballing in the future.
I'll appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And have a blessed day.
You too, guys.
Bye.
I like that he said thanks.
Best segment.
That was pretty good.
Ever.
And that will continue.
Yes.
This is definitely going to be a keeper.
Is this going to be like the X-rated Ramble Redhead interview show?
I want to do one where we all call our moms.
Oh my God. Mother's Day episode.
Yes.
Everyone, please send us questions.
To ask our moms.
To ask our moms. And if you have specific questions for specific moms,
let
us know. Yes.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I'm not sure if my mother will actually answer some of the questions that I can imagine that you're going to send in.
Oh yeah, my problem.
If they're serious, my mom will literally have a heart attack. She's had like 4 heart stents. I cannot be asking her some crazy stuff. Okay, y'all?
Oh, I'll ask my mom.
So we just have a few more things to cover here because this is some stuff from the last time we were supposed to record and we forgot to answer. Butt Diaries from Twitter asks, which we talked about this a little bit earlier. I have a show idea. What it means to be a celebrity and the pressure to stay in the closet. # it gets better.
I'm a little torn on the whole celebrity out thing. I mean, part of me, I kind of wish they'd all come out because, you know, I wish that we would have had positive gay icons.
Coming out.
But at the same time,
I want the world to know.
I kind of agree with the people that are like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, do I need to know your personal life? Does it matter? I mean, I like it when I know, but I don't know. I'm kind of torn.
But it makes masturbation a lot better.
I think I'd rather them not lie, though, and be like, no, I'm straight. You know, and put up a front, but more, I mean, who knows if Queen Latifah is a lesbian? We all think that she is, but I still respect her stance of
the privacy.
Of the whole, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect you. You know, it's, that's me. I mean, and I'm okay with that. What do you think, Brad?
I mean, I'd agree. I mean, it's one of those things. I think it's up to the person because it's all about if you do come out, you are now in a sense, a representative of the community. You need to be able to realize that every action that you have now is going to be
watched
and critiqued even more
by gays. Critiqued by gays
even more so. And so you need to realize that this is something that you're stepping into. This isn't something that you're just treading through lightly. This is real, more real than yeah.
Josh is totally the album art.
Oh, is he?
Please tell me you're just going to put his mouth and put like...
Is it the one?
Sperm. Yes.
Oh, you should put little sperm pictures on his face.
Or snowballs.
Yeah.
It is Christmas. And actually, it's technically New Year's Eve.
I'm pretty much the same. I don't care. But if you do decide to come out... I don't like it when people out people. Like Perez Hilton, people like that. I don't like that.
And I'm not a big fan of the whole, I have to have a... press agent and production, like, a big announcement coming next week of Ricky Martin. I'm gay.
That was like the best ever.
We knew.
Really, you dated Madonna. We know.
Yeah, but I don't know. But I'm still torn on it because I think it is really nice to actually have male, well, at least for us, male gay icons in the public eye that are from all different walks of life and different types of gays and
we
that kind of
stuff.
We need
more fat gay people.
Are there really any celebrity fat gay people? I mean, Perez Hilton was one of them.
Bruce Valanche.
He was. Ooh, I hate him.
Bruce Valanche. Oh, he knows. He teaches you how to stretch a t-shirt. So, what's the other question?
So, thank you for sending that in to us.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate it. We have someone that said we need to talk about the him and her sex blog.tumblr.com.
I saw that, and I didn't really get to finish it.
I got to read some of it. It's very interesting. It's two friends. That is a guy and a girl, and they take turns answering like social issue questions. Giving advice, but they don't tell each other what they're writing about. So they just go write it, and then the next one, if there's any questions from the one that she wrote, he'll answer the questions in his response. It's pretty interesting.
Interesting. We'll take a look at that.
So check it out at himandhersexblog.tumblr.com. Shod, which we always thought his name was Chode.
Chode.
How about you talk how much you adore me?
Well, Chode.
We love the Chode.
I don't know you, but I do love the Chode. So, tell me about yourself. Yeah, that's it. I like that. That's nice.
You'll have to look him up on Facebook. He's on Facebook.
As the Chode?
Chode. Yeah. Okay. Well, you'll see in the Evernote what his name is. And John K. Lyons is wondering why the hosts don't respond fast enough to draw something, damn it.
You know, that's a really interesting question. I have too many games.
Should we ask an expert?
No.
We've already done that segment.
Okay.
I already have too many games, and frankly, I think he's talking about, who is that? Because I don't think I have draw something with him.
I don't either.
I don't know what his name is on draw something. On Facebook, it's John Lyons.
Yeah, I don't think we're Facebook friends. So, but I do know that I am behind with everyone else because, and I think it's a good 25 to 30 games. I never got back into it after the vacation, and I've been so busy with work that I haven't had the patience to sit through 20.
Didn't Zynga buy
games.
Them out?
Yes.
And Instagram got bought out by Facebook.
Yeah.
For $1 billion.
Instagram
got $1 billion.
I liked that. App
and they're
going to
ruin it. And I tweeted, I go, great. I guess the Instagram app is going to be the same way the Facebook app is. Fucking sucks.
It's slow as hell.
I hate the Facebook app. They need to work on that shit.
First of all, you need to be fucking tag people.
On your phone.
On the apps. Both on the and share. Why can't I share stories mobily?
Mm-hmm. Rude.
I don't share as much stuff as I could with you lovely listeners because of that fucking app, because I'm on my iPad, my new iPad, or my phone most often. Let me tell you, I never really understood this whole like Apple's taking over the world, gay boy Apple thing, but ever since I got this iPad, I'm in love. It is such a nice picture, and I like watching my TV shows.
He's
and
stroking
my trailer.
Okay, I came home today from school during class. Or during between classes, and I go into the back room where his office is, and he has his iPad propped up watching TV on it, and
the latest episode of Smash. I was waiting for my next conference call,
and he goes, "What? I have like 5 more minutes until my calls."
Thank you. Well, thank you for that question too.
Yes, thank you. Please send us more. We gotta go. This is 55 minutes already.
We might as well do 5 more minutes. We have a phone call.
All right. Oh, yeah, we got a phone call.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Oh, fucking phone call.
I haven't heard this one either.
We need to let...
It's from Baltimore, Maryland.
It's right there.
Oh.
Hi, my name is Sean Sutton.
Sean.
I was going to suggest that you talk about gays in the military. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but... I was captured in photo kissing my partner when he returned from deployment. I just thought that might be something fun to talk about, and how you think people are reacting to it, how gays are reacting to it.
Wait. Put this on pause.
Again, my name is Sean, and my partner's name is John, and if you Google Stennis Homecoming under Google Images, our
is
photo
that the picture that was on the news?
Pops up where the two guys kissing. Anyway, thank you. I love your podcast, and I'll be sure to be listening. Bye.
Oh, my God.
I have to admit, when I saw that picture, I reposted it.
Uh-huh.
I think I even put it on my straight brother who's in the Navy's page. Like, look! Look!
I cannot believe that it's him. Is this serious?
Yes. I think this is not one of our fake phone calls that we get. Why would you lie about that?
I want to know how long he's been listening to our show.
Gays, military, who fucking
love
cares?
It.
Love it. I mean, whatever.
It's stupid to even think.
You're asking the wrong people. Since
and how many countries have been allowing gays in their army forever?
Either way, if we're gonna,
it's stupid.
What was the who? What did you say to look it up?
Dennis's homecoming, I think.
But still, yeah. You mean you should be able to risk your life just like anyone else.
Do you think a person that's in a trench that is about to be shot by somebody that says, "Wait, are you gay? Please don't rescue me if you're gay." No.
You know, my
brother doing that.
Even my younger brother is in the Navy, and he is not the most accepting person in the world. He's a little brass. He's very definitely a straight military guy who likes to, even when he talks on the phone, he'll call Brad my friend, or and he'll be talk about
roommate
butt sex and things like that, and be really obnoxious and graphic, but at the same time he doesn't care and he likes Brad and all that kind of stuff. But he even told me once, because at first I was like, well, we call each other brother, and I'm like, well, brother, you know I'm gonna ask,
did you ever try it?
Have you ever had one of your neighbor brothers blow you on the ship? And he's like, no, but there is a guy that even the everyone calls Precious and yeah, even the officers do during roll call, and everyone just knows that if you need it, you can just go to him.
Oh wow. Did you play? Are you gonna play it again? No. Did you find it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I just wanted to make sure it's the same person.
If it is the same person, they're hot.
You can play it again.
But no. But thanks for listening. That's really exciting. So gay in the military. I say if I'm all for you, everyone. And
I couldn't
support.
Do it. I could not do it myself.
Yeah.
I might be able to be like humanitarian and go to a country and help people, like, with health or food or something like that. But as in having the possibility of having to kill someone, I could not do it.
It's an interesting question because I know not the whole gay military, but just military and service for us, since it's a volunteer and not a
requirement
like a lot of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I once thought about it too, you know, if that was something that I wanted to do, you know, especially out of college or to help pay for college. And, you know, I would be gladly could easily do like an office job, but I would agree with you.
I'll be an operator.
I understand what they do and what they need to do and what, you know, the horrors in which they see. But I do have, you know, I don't like guns. I don't like those things, you know, in my own home, things like that. And I know that I would not be the most effective fighter. If I had to, obviously I could cut a bitch. But I can tell you this much. I am a good manager, and I can organize some shit.
You bitches better get in line.
I can organize some shit. I can run an office. And, you know, but yeah.
I think it's very brave of what they do. I could never do it. I couldn't do it.
How about you, Brad James?
I mean, I'm feeling the same way. I couldn't. I don't think I could be in the military. I think it would just be too much. I don't think I could handle it.
I'd be
it.
Too stressed.
Now, with the gays military, like, until now, I guess I would give everyone props that were willing to do that and still have to hide who they were. And still risk your life for a country that did not give you...
Doesn't care about you.
And it's not even the whole equal rights thing, which obviously that's a debate that one could have. But even within your own organization, boss, not supporting who you are, yet capitalizing on your talent, hard work, dedication... I do think that that's a really hard thing to put up with. So, yeah, thanks.
I just can't believe that's him that contacted us. I'm like so excited.
I think you just can't believe it is because you're just so, what's the word? Cynical.
Well, because I don't think anybody listens to this shit. You know what I'm saying? But when somebody like, I mean,
well, you
like
know they
shit
do.
Was all over the place. Yes. You know? Yes. So, I mean, I'm like, really? He listens to our show? I'm kind of excited. I kind of feel like important.
Maybe he needs to give us the, yeah, that's the picture I saw because he's like, all like jumped up in his arms. With
yeah,
his
like
legs
with legs wrapped around him.
Oh, that wasn't him.
That's not him? Wait, what happened?
Nothing.
I got the no that that wasn't right.
Is that not the right one?
I'll talk to you guys about it after the show.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, maybe if he ever gives us his phone number,
his phone number's on there. We can call him.
Maybe we should. Oh, true. We could call him and ask the expert sometime.
How? No, I'm not going to be dirty.
Don't have to be dirty about it. We could actually.
Can we call you and ask you an expert question about servicing in the Army?
No.
I don't think he's the guy that was in the
Army. I was talking about serving lunch.
No, either way.
Oh, his boyfriend.
His boyfriend is the one in the Army.
Well, we can call him.
Ooh, though,
him.
I do. I've always wondered, you know, like the whole, how does it feel to be the Army wife, but not really, you know, like, do you get to do this stuff? Like,
do you get to go out to lunch and stuff?
With the other girls or.
And go golfing and yoga. Are you a yoga mom?
Because I do have a friend who, you know, is moving around with his partner
mm-hmm.
and they still exist, act like that he doesn't exist. He basically has a job and lives in an apartment. They live in an apartment away from the base and far away from everyone else so that he doesn't have to worry about
being in trouble.
Because he works at a boot camps.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, we're actually at 1 hour and 1 minute.
Yes.
I'm super excited that you contacted us. You're like the most exciting person that's ever contacted the show.
Except for Nanad, because
Nanad, because he's hot. And he's probably in a Speedo on a beach right now, taking pictures of himself.
And Bjorn, we talked the same thing about you, but we're still waiting for pictures of your balls.
Right. Whatever.
Please send those pictures of your balls to Ricky.
He'd probably send Big Fatty's balls.
He has pictures of Big Fatty's balls?
I'm sure he does. Everybody has pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
I don't have pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
All you have to do is look online. Ask Nessa. She has them.
Big Fatty's balls.
Bradley is Googling Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, there's a YouTube
video. There's a YouTube video. The first one called Big Fatty Balls.
Is it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh.
Did you click on the YouTube video, though?
Look at that, though. No.
Aww.
Obesity at its finest.
Please click on the YouTube video.
All right. Well, thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Remember, if someone would be willing to work on the website with us, that would be great. We are in need of new equipment. This shit's 6 years old. At least the microphones and the wires. We greatly appreciate it. We appreciate everything everyone gives us. And I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? All right. I guess we're out of here.
Thanks. Yeah. This is Waylon.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Ricky. And we had somebody call our show kind of famous.
Goodbye. He is going to be talking about this for weeks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Like,
oh. You guys, like, you have to press stop recording.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.